I am indeed the Ascended Master Lanello. And even though Master Moore was perfectly right and you cannot bear more of him now, I thought you might be able to bear a little bit of me. And so I shall give you a little piece of my mind, as we used to say in America. My beloved, why am I here in Russia speaking to a group of people who never knew me while I was in physical embodiment? Truly, there are not so many people left in embodiment who knew me when I was Mark Prophet, but there are some. But why are they not listening to me giving this dictation? Because they have built such an image of who Mark Prophet was that they have lost their connection to who the Ascended Master Lanello is today. My beloved, do you think that when I ascended, I was fully developed as an Ascended Master? You know, those of you who have listened, that I did not ascend with 100% of my karma balanced. Do you think that when you ascend with less than 100%, you are fully developed as an Ascended Master? Do you think that you are ever fully developed as an Ascended Master? For surely, when you are an Ascended Master, you are not attached to the very, very limited sense of identity we have on Earth, we all have on Earth. You see that there is so much more. What did I say when I ascended? I am everywhere in the consciousness of God. Well, my beloved, that did not mean I was everywhere on Earth. I was everywhere beyond Earth as well. And I saw how much more there is to the consciousness of God than one I could ever conceive of while I was in embodiment. And so I know that you cannot conceive of everything there is to the consciousness of God because you are in embodiment as I was and we all have a limited outlook on life. But nevertheless, you can look into the idea that as an Ascended Master, you see that there is so much more and therefore you will not limit yourself to how you saw yourself when you were in embodiment. And therefore, if you want to know me as an Ascended Master, how can you look at the image of how I was when I was in my last embodiment, or even in some of my previous embodiments, and think that this allows me to know the Ascended Master, Lanello? You cannot know an Ascended Master through any image on Earth. And if you want to truly know an Ascended Master, you must step up higher, for we cannot step below a certain limit. For it would serve no good if we did. Now, when I was in embodiment as Mark Prophet, I attempted to be not the kind of image that people had of the elevated spiritual teacher that puts himself far above the students. I attempted to be more like the average guy, the average Joe, the man on the street, so that I could still relate to a wide variety of people. Now, some people came into the organization. They took one look at me or my dress or the way I talked or the way I looked, and they walked right out the door in a huff. What can I do about it? What can I do about those students today who claim to be loyal to Mark Prophet, who claim that things were better when Mark was around? What can I do about those who never truly accepted Elizabeth after I took my leave of the physical realm, but always looked back to the way it was in the good old days? I can do nothing. Do I want to do anything? Not anymore. There was a time after I had ascended where I truly wanted to convey to my former students how much more there is to life and how much more there is to them and how you can look at life. But you come to a point as an Ascended Master where you truly lock into free will. How important free will is, how essential it is. This is something that very few people on Earth have even begun to look into, how profound the principle of free will is. It is such an incredible design of our Creator to create self-aware beings and give them free will. What a stroke of genius, my beloved. Who could have thought this up? Certainly not I. certainly not any fallen being, who have been trying to prove it wrong now for so long that one truly must wonder when they just get tired of playing this game and accept that it is only the fact that they have free will that allows them to deny free will or to claim it to be wrong. If they didn't have free will, how could they judge what the Creator does as being wrong? Only a Creator who has given you free will give you the ability to judge it as wrong. And so, when will they just accept we have free will, and that means that it is not God that is doing anything to us. It is us that are doing something to us. And when will you, my beloved, realize that it is not God or the Ascended Masters that are doing something to you? It is you who is doing something to you. Of course, when you are in physical embodiment, other people or the fallen beings may also be doing something to you in a physical sense. But inside your mind, you are the one doing something to yourself. Now, my beloved, could I have accepted this fully when I was in physical embodiment? If you had come up to me and said, say, Mark, you are just doing all this to yourself. Every problem you have is just something you are doing to yourself. Would I have been able to accept it? Well, probably not. Nevertheless, are you in the same state of consciousness I was in when I was in embodiment? Hopefully not. For you have the opportunity to rise higher because the consciousness of the planet has risen since 1973. It has risen dramatically. And the release coming from the Ascended Masters has been raised tremendously, given what could be released back then. And so you have the opportunity, my beloved, to make that shift where you're willing to look at yourselves, you're willing to recognize that if I am to take control of my life, I must take control of how I look at myself. I must take control of my mind. This is where my power lies, within. Truly, none of you have power over other people or planet that is in such a low state of collective consciousness. But you have power within yourself. And that is what we have been telling you over and over again. The masters were saying this when I was in embodiment, although in a different way, perhaps less directly than it is said today. But you can find it if you read between the lines. You can find, my beloved, that the basic message has not changed. Even though more has been given, the basic message of what the spiritual path is all about has not actually changed. And so, recognize what time you are living in. Rejoice that you are living in this time where so much more is available, where the consciousness is lighter. And allow yourself, my beloved, to do what other masters said in Holland. Make it a goal to feel good about yourselves and your spiritual path. Even about the situation in which you are living, even though you may be living in difficult outer circumstances, such as in a sense, it is in many ways difficult to live in Russia today with the uncertainties that are here, with the level of consciousness that is here, given that there are relatively few spiritual people. Nevertheless, Russia actually has a higher percentage of spiritual people than many other nations. They are here because, like yourselves, they have chosen to be here to help raise the consciousness. But it must be recognized, my beloved, that Russia has a denser collective consciousness than many other nations. And I say this not to put Russia down or the Russian people down, but to help you who are the spiritual people avoid feeling discouraged when you do not see quick and immediate results of your efforts. What you are doing is a huge work, and it cannot be done in a short period of time. Therefore, as you go higher on the path and start depersonalizing your path, you become less and less attached to seeing these quick outer results. Because as you begin to tune in to how much you have grown yourself, then that becomes your reward. The growth you feel in yourself or in your group that you see in others, this becomes your reward. And you become less and less attached to seeing outer results. You are giving your service. You know it has an effect, but you do not expect or demand to see an immediate result of it in the mass consciousness. However, if you look closely, you will see that there have been certain results. There is a certain growth in the Russian nation. And therefore, you can take heart in this. You can be positive in this. If you will go back and look at the time that I lived in the 1960s and early 70s, you can certainly see that there were many political or geopolitical concerns back then. And you may say, what results did I see in the time I was a messenger, in the time I was consciously walking the spiritual path? You may look at Elizabeth, who had a longer time as a messenger, and still see, what results did she see? Well, she did see the collapse of the Soviet Union. That was a dramatic result given the many calls made by Keepers of the Flame over the decades at their St. Germain services every Saturday night. But many spiritual people have not seen big and dramatic results of their efforts. And therefore, what I say to you is that there comes that point where it is not the attachment to results that drives you. It is the joy of giving service, the joy of feeling your own growth. Now, there may come a point where you feel that you need something different instead of being so focused on outer rituals. This is a stage that all spiritual people come to at some point. There are Ascended Master students who have been giving the same decrees every day for 30 or 40 years, and they think they will be rewarded by this because El Moya once said that all he wants is constant chilas. And they interpreted that to mean that all he wants is chilas who will decide on a certain program and then keep doing the same thing for the rest of their lives. But how is that possibly all that El Moya or Master Moore wants? Because can you qualify for your ascension by doing the same thing? Nay, my beloved, in order to qualify for your ascension, you need to go up through the levels of consciousness. And that means you need to shift your consciousness in dramatic ways as you move higher on the path. Certainly, I went through a dramatic shift, many shifts in my consciousness from the moment I became a messenger to the moment I let go of the physical body. As this messenger described earlier, being a messenger is a process of growth, a process of learning, because as a messenger, you have to face many questions that most people never consider. You have to know what is real and unreal. You have to come to the point where you say, it is not about me. It is about serving the people. It is about being an open door for the Ascended Masters. And I cannot let my personal idiosyncrasies or opinions stand in the way of that service. And this is a shift that goes on and on and on for as long as you are in embodiment. My beloved Elizabeth attempted to describe this in her book. I want to say her magnificent book, a magnificent gift from her heart and her presence. Again, we might say, why have so few of those who claim to be her followers been willing to read that book? But why would we look at what human beings choose to do with any kind of regrets? It is what it is, my beloved. And people will surely reap what they have sown, in the sense that if they will not transcend a certain level of consciousness and follow an ascended master, we must simply move higher. And accept that even though we have known these students personally, even though we love them, many of them we have known for many embodiments, there can come a point where we simply must say, adieu, hopefully not forever, but adieu for now, for I am moving higher. Truly, when you ascend, you look back at your time in embodiment. You look back at the fact that while you were in embodiment, you had what Jesus called a spiritual modus operandi, a spiritual MO. I, as my prophet, had a certain outer personality. I made certain choices to present myself a certain way, to act a certain way, as I saw it at the time, as was part of my culture and upbringing. And so when you ascend and you recognize how much more you are than that outer role, you suddenly become aware that the people who knew you when you were in embodiment, are still looking at you based on what you were back then. They are not seeing what you are now as an ascended master. And for a moment, at least for me, when I was not fully ascended, I went into a panic because I realized that what I had taken on as this outer personality and MO could actually block some people from knowing me as an ascended master and from moving on the path. And I almost went into a panic, thinking, what to do? What can I do? I am now ascended. How can I change people's perception of me when they are not willing to connect to who I am today? And I turned to El Moya and I poured out my heart to him. And he helped me to understand that every ascended master has faced the exact same problem. None more so than Jesus himself. And so I said to El Moya, thank you for telling me this. And then I turned and rushed over to find Jesus and say, Jesus, help me deal with this. What do I do? And he looked me in the eye, not in a physical sense, of course, but as we connect in the ascended realm, which is, of course, beyond, but still comparable to when you look each other in the eye. And so he connected to me. And instead of giving me words, he simply showed me in an interval beyond time the process he had gone through from his ascension almost 2,000 years ago to today. And he showed me how he had risen to a greater and greater admiration and respect for this most magnificent process of free will. And it was as if the weight of the world fell from my shoulders. And suddenly I saw how final your final embodiment on earth is. I had never truly connected to this in my waking consciousness. I had never truly thought through, what does it take to ascend? How does it feel to ascend? What do you have to do to take that final step into the ascended realm? And I suddenly saw that what you had to do is let go of everything on earth. The ascension is the most final step you will ever take on earth. It has a finality to it that most people cannot even bear to imagine, because it is more final than when your physical body dies. You are not, most of you, aware of this, but you have all died in many previous embodiments, and you have all gone through this awakening that you are out of the body, and there is nothing you can do with the body or through the body. You cannot change this situation or that situation or the next situation, even though you desperately want to help your children or other people or make other changes. But it is final, you are out of the body. But you know that there will be another embodiment. And so you can maintain the awareness that one day you will go back, and perhaps you can change, perhaps you can finish what you didn't finish in your previous embodiment. Perhaps you can do something for others. Perhaps you can experience this or that. And so you know in this there is an ongoingness. But my beloved, when you ascend, there is no ongoingness on earth. No ongoingness in the physical, the emotional, mental, and identity realms. You are leaving it behind forever. It is an awesome, awesome step to go through. It is like nothing you have ever experienced on earth. And when I say it is awesome, I mean to convey that when you first recognize how final it is a shock to your being. It is an awe-inspiring experience. But then, when you come to actually accept the finality of it, it becomes the most liberating experience you have ever had in connection with your journey on earth. For now you see that precisely because you are not returning, there is nothing more you can do on earth as a human being. And when you recognize that there is nothing more you can do, there's nothing more you have to do, there's nothing more you must do, then it is the ultimate liberation. You suddenly gain a frame of reference that allows you to look at yourself and say, I am now qualified for my ascension. Do I have any attachments left to anything or anyone on earth? And then you can work on those attachments while you, as we said in the old days, balance the rest of your karma. But it is really overcoming the attachments you have to what you think you should have done or should do on earth, where you have come to accept a certain view of yourself as having made mistakes or having something to do or something you haven't done, and therefore you think that there's more you have to do in a physical body. And as you work on these, you can come to that point where the last one goes. There are no desires left. There is no sense of obligation or duty. you are free of earth. And then you can begin to say, it is not a matter of changing people's perception of how I was when I was in a physical body. It is a matter of how can I help people grow now. And if certain people are attached to their image of me and will not tune into me as an ascended master, then it is just a matter of looking at, are there other people that are willing to tune in, such as yourselves? Are there other people I can help even if they don't know me as an ascended master? What can I do to serve this planet, not out of a sense of obligation, not out of any attachment or desires, but simply out of the joy of serving, out of the joy of giving service. And so, my beloved, I wish to announce to you that, as has been stated before, Guru Ma and myself are in line to take over the retreat at Lake Titicaca, now presided over by God and Goddess Meru. And so this change has been scheduled to take place on the 4th of July this year, and you are all invited to attend this ceremony, this joyous occasion, this celebration in your finer bodies. We have not yet determined if we will speak about this more directly, but you are invited in your finer bodies to attend, and if you make the determination that you are willing to do so, then you shall be there to witness what I consider a remarkable proof that people who are not perfect can still ascend and can rise within a relatively short period of time with earth years to hold a spiritual office. Now, you may look and say that we only had a short period of years to rise in consciousness after we ascended or took leave of the physical body, but I can assure you that what we have both gone through in that time is tremendous changes that makes it for us feel like it has been a very, very long time and a lot of work with ourselves to rise in consciousness to be able to hold this spiritual office. And so I share this with you as a gift for the devotion of your hearts to myself, to Guru Ma, and we thank you for keeping that devotion alive, for being willing to listen to us as we are able to speak the living word from the ascended state without having any prejudice about what we should or should not say, how we should or should not express ourselves, based on your expectation of how we were when we were in physical embodiment. And so I give you the love of our hearts, for we are truly one, and we, as Master Moore, love you unconditionally. My beloved, there is nothing more final on earth than the ascension as a process to go through, but there is nothing more final on earth than unconditional love as an experience to have. And so with this, I leave you in the joy, in the freedom that I am. For Lanello, I am.